The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's The Daily Dish.
So, Meghan Markle is due with that baby later this month, and her and... Prince Harry. Harry. I was like, William? No. He's already had a bunch of babies.
I got his poster on my wall at home.
Do you?
Anyways, what happened with Meghan?
Side note. Ooh, this is awkward. But they plan on actually keeping the whole baby arriving a secret, which actually seems a little strange. I know they've been going against like most royal things, but they're thinking that, here's a quote actually. Their royal highnesses have taken a personal decision to keep the plans around the arrival of the baby private. The Duke and Duchess look forward to sharing the exciting news with everyone once they have had the opportunity to celebrate privately as a new family, which I think that is totally appropriate. It's your baby.
Right.
You have the right to get to know your baby before the whole world is staring at them.
It seems normal.
Yeah.
But obviously people that follow the royal family religiously are like, oh no, I want to see the baby. It's like, what do you want to be? You want like a live camera in the baby being born?
Yeah.
No.
It's just like, let them have their time together. Just like if you had a child, you want your time alone with your baby.
They spend their entire lives in the spotlight. They need a little bit of family time. Just for a minute.
Definitely.
Speaking of something being in the spotlight, Lori Loughlin, this whole college scandal thing, it's going crazy. But apparently not affecting the daughter. Olivia has been partying it up with friends while her mom and dad deal with this whole college admission scandal. According to the New York Post, she and a group were spotted over the weekend drinking, laughing. They stayed out late. And Olivia is focusing all her time on hanging out with her friends, a lot of whom are social media influencers and internet stars, and she's been filming some content with them as well. So she's not fazed by this.
I mean, from what I've heard, it sounds like any of the children who have been part of this scandal, they're kind of irritated with their parents for having done this. And I mean, it's like, I'm pretty sure you were,
they knew.
Yeah, you know what's going on. It's like you're equally as part of this, just because although you might have not been the person contributing the money, you're still could have been like, no, don't do this, don't put me in this, I don't want to be a part of this. Which, who knows, the parents could have not listened. But I thought it was really weird. I was reading another article yesterday about Lori Loughlin saying she's not taking this seriously whatsoever. She's like treating it almost like the red carpet and signing autographs and telling people like, oh, thanks for coming, have a lovely day. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And she denied her whole
plea deal,
basically saying that she would be sentenced to 2 years in prison.
Okay.
As opposed to, I think there have been more things that they found part of the scandal that could... she and her husband could face up to 40 years now.
Ouch.
For not accepting that. Like, why wouldn't you accept 2 years? But again, she
because
almost
she
thinks
doesn't
it's a joke.
Because she doesn't think that she did anything wrong.
Yeah.
From what it sounds like.
Which,
so.
They spent, I think they said around $1 million almost, or like $500,000 at the minimum at least. Where, as opposed to Felicity Huffman, which was like $15,000.
Sure.
And she at least apologized for that one.
Well, according to what we were just talking about with their daughter, it doesn't seem like it was money well spent. So,
not at all.